Clock running out as father fears medical castration of 10-year-old son in California. Time is running out for a Dallas father who asked the Texas Supreme Court to order his ex-wife to return his 10-year-old son to Texas from California, where he fears she will medically transition his son to a girl. Jeff Younger told the Epoch Times on Tuesday that he filed an emergency stay with the Texas Supreme Court on December 16 to stop his ex-wife from moving James and his twin brother Jude out of Texas, which considers transitioning minors to the opposite sex through chemical or surgical means to be child abuse in most cases. "I had to go to the Supreme Court directly," he said. "Welcome to what it takes to be a father in the modern world today. All I want to do is raise my son as a boy, and this is what it takes." A few days later, on December 20, he received an email saying that his ex-wife, Angelica's, was already living in Los Angeles County with their twin sons, James and Jude. Younger had driven to the boys' home in Texas to check for signs they still lived there, so he could confidently send them Christmas presents to that address. The house was empty, was dark. All the security cameras had been removed. There was no furniture in the house that I could see. So I'm pretty sure she moved away before that, but just notified me until later," he said. On December 21, Younger went back to court and filed an amended petition asking the High Court to order his ex-wife to bring his sons back to Texas. He also seeks temporary emergency custody until a final order is issued in the ongoing custody battle with Georgulis. According to court documents, the state Supreme Court gave Georgulis' attorneys until Wednesday at noon to respond. Younger asked the Texas Supreme Court to rule by December 30. He believes time is running out for James because California Senate Bill 107, a so-called transgender sanctuary law, goes into effect on January 1, which could mean the end of protection for James under Texas law. The California law safeguards against the enforcement of other states' laws, such as those in Texas, that would penalize individuals from obtaining gender-affirming care that is legal in California. The legislation prohibits medical providers from releasing information in response to lawsuits in other states that oppose gender-affirming care for children. It also bars California state and local police from arresting or extraditing someone for violating other states' laws regarding treatment. Texas Attorney Ken Paxton's office filed an amicus letter supporting Younger's case and urging the court to grant Younger's petition. Younger says he fears his ex-wife will chemically or surgically castrate James because of documents he obtained during court proceedings. They show she took James to a therapist who recommended the family explore gender transitioning at the Dallas-based Genesis Medical Clinic. Paxton issued an opinion this year that medically transitioning children constituted child abuse under Texas law. Paxton's office said in its amicus brief that Younger's request for an emergency injunction was necessary. That's because California had directed its courts to assert jurisdiction over children who would be prohibited from medical intervention for gender transitioning in other states. The need for relief in this case is particularly acute because the question presented here is both of constitutional significance and likely to recur. According to the Texas AG's letter, Younger said he did not contact Paxton's office but was appreciative of the support. "I'm not really surprised because Ken Paxton is the most pro-family person in the entire executive branch of the Texas government," Younger said. Younger said even if the Texas Supreme Court rules to protect his son, he fears his ex-wife will defy any Texas court order, which could force the issue into federal court. Younger said he would seek help from Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the Texas Rangers, an elite Texas law enforcement group, to bring his sons back to the Lone Star State if Georgulis refuses to comply with a court order. If all else fails, he will challenge the constitutionality of the California Transgender Sanctuary Law in federal court to get his sons back. The ongoing custody battle between Younger and Georgulis, who practiced as a pediatrician in Coppell, began when his ex-wife started dressing James as a girl when he was around 2 years old. Georgulis argued that James chose to identify as a female, wear dresses, and go by the female name Luna. On the other hand, Younger accused his ex-spouse of leading their young son to socially transition his gender before he could understand the concept or its implications. He said James rejected being female and did not wear dresses when visiting his home after the parents separated in 2015. Younger said Dallas District Judge Mary Brown, a liberal Democrat sitting on the Texas 301st District Court bench, ruled on September 21 that Younger's ex-wife could move James and his twin brother Jude anywhere in the continental United States. According to court documents, the judge said her ruling was for the safety and welfare of the twins. Brown also issued a gag order against Younger, forbidding him from talking to the media, which he has ignored because he said it violated his First Amendment right to free speech. Attempts to reach Georgulis for comment on Tuesday were unsuccessful. However, when reached in the past, she has declined comment,